Hands-free on the A5, heading home after visiting and doing some chores for my grandmother. I was thinking as I was leaving, for as long as I can remember, and I can go back quite a long way, I have memories of my grandmother always coming out into the street to wave us off when we were leaving. And for the last few years, mainly it's just been me, as family are gone or died or left the country, and she still, week after week, day after day, will always come out, no matter what the weather, raining, snow, and stand in the street and wave goodbye. One of my earliest memories is of looking out through a dog grid kind of separator thing that you'd have in an estate car, where your dogs are in the back and you're in the front. And I remember holding onto that, waving like mad until we got round the corner. Years and years later, I was told that you never wave or watch a fellow traveller off, as it's bad luck, but I daren't say that to my grandmother. Even though she's not technically a fellow traveller, she does take these superstitions very seriously and very to heart, and she'd probably adopt it immediately. But I kind of like to, I like to see her standing there. And today, as I left the house, I just turned around and quickly took a snap on my phone as she was coming out to wave me off, because she just seemed too frail, really, to make the effort. Last week, I think, was the first time ever she didn't come out and wave me off. And I saw her pull the curtain aside and look from inside the house. She was really quite ill last week, and I thought, this is it. The end of a very strange era of coming out and saying goodbye. But no, another week, and she's outside again, although she's got terrible pains in one of her arm, which some trainee doctor came out and said was arthritis. And so she's got a sling, got her stick, standing there in a bit of pain, but she still makes the effort. Part of me wished that I'd taken a photograph every single time. An outdoor, nicely lit, apart from the times in the winter when it's dark and she's standing there, portrait of my grandmother outside her house. I'd have thousands of them. Like a flip book of her aging through the years. My granddad was housebound for the last 15 or so years of his life, after suffering an accident when he fell off the roof of the Odeon cinema in Coventry. He was kind of handyman car park attendant there for many years, and he loved his job and he loved the company Rank Screen Entertainment so much that he never sued them, even though technically it was their fault. He never took them to court or asked for anything extra. He just got lamer and lamer until he was wheelchair bound. So I don't remember him ever coming out and waving us off. That was more a thing that the Italian side of the family, my grandmother, would do. And I think about this documenting I'm doing of how I feel about her and things that she's done, and very occasionally I'll record some audio of her talking, but I really don't think I'm doing enough. And that might sound crazy, but if you imagine you came across a wax cylinder or a very early tape of a recording of your grandparents or your great-grandparents now, and how valuable that would be. Not that they were singing a song or that, albeit valuable in itself, but talking about themselves, about their hopes, their dreams, their life, their woes. Just incredible, incredible to think that you could just bring the dead back to life to a certain extent through this archiving. And just as much as there's something quite artistic in taking a photograph every day of someone or yourself, it's an important historical document as well. So I'm kind of inspired to maybe do a bit more offline, a bit more deep and meaningful, a bit more just set a camera up, sit there and talk from the very, very bottom of your heart, not thinking or worrying about privacy, not thinking or worrying about what anybody will say, because potentially when somebody listens to this, its value is tenfold because you're not here anymore. It might be that anybody around you living never really knew the things that you speak of and the things that you reveal of yourself. I'm sure, you know, there's plenty of journals and diaries being found, but we have the technology now to do so much more, providing the data can survive, whether it be on a hard drive or solid state or whichever way you decide to store it. With video, for example, you have the look in the person's eye, or the non-verbal communication. Audio, I think, is enough. Just the sentiment, the emotion, the feeling, the sound of the voice. There's so much that comes through. But I think I will probably, if I can afford the data, fill a hard drive with my thoughts, like a hidden biography. And I really should do more for my grandmother, because every time I see her, there's always more stories coming out, always something I've never heard of. And for a woman whose memory is failing her rapidly, next week we have to go to the doctors to get some results from an Alzheimer's test or a dementia test, I don't know what they call it. Her long-term memory still seems to be hanging in there, and while it does, it would be a shame not to take the time and document it. So please, if you're listening to this and you feel that maybe this is something you should do with family or yourself, don't just think, oh, maybe I should do that. Do it. It's really, really easy now for us to do this. Just make the time, even if it's half an hour of you or that person talking. That is half an hour of treasure that somebody may come across, your family in the future, your children's children, even just your children when you're gone. Much better than a big pile of crumpled bills in the cupboard, and even in some cases family albums, because this is you speaking. Yeah, that's my thoughts at the moment driving home. I could record something a little bit more ranty, as they've changed the parking restrictions in Hinckley Town Centre, and I look over to the passenger seat here and there's a big yellow parking ticket, £70 if you don't pay immediately. And according to the people in the bank, they've been raking it in this week since they moved the line last week. And for someone not local who just wants to get in, do my grandmother's banking and get out, I don't think that's entirely fair. So I'm not paying it, I'm going to contest it. And I've taken some photographs, and I just don't think we should automatically pay these things. We should always question these people's authority, especially when I go up to the traffic warden and say, what is this? This is like a trap. You've set a trap for me. And he looked so guilty, so timid, so guilty, as if to say, effectively, yes, that's what we've done by secretly moving the park. Anyway, that's my present mood. That's my present feelings and thoughts. Have a lovely day.